Andy Goldfinger, Flying Eye Radio Network, sitting back in the press room at NAMM with Jake Allen. Thanks for taking a few moments to sit down. I'm sure you've been running like a madman by Saturday.
It's been chaos, but hey, thanks for having us here.
One of the things that I ask people is, what was the first music that you remember hearing growing up when you were a little kid running around the house?
Well, my dad used to play a lot of Yes and Emerson, Lincoln, Palmer, and
okay.
Progressive music. So
really?
I was raised on progressive music like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, then kind of slipped into my own things I like to listen to, like got into Nine Inch Nails and the absolute opposite end of the
right,
spectrum.
Sure.
So, and he was not happy, so... But then kind of, you know, mixed all those things together, those influences, to kind of be inspired to do my own thing with all the things I liked about those acts. So.
And now the guitars that we have here are equipped with something special. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm here with Tonewood Amps. They are a company out of Arizona. And basically what they make is this device that goes, it adheres to the back of your guitar via magnets. And it's a small little thing that you can have effects running through your guitar, like reverbs and delays, and there's no amplification. It comes out of the sound hole of the guitar.
Oh, wow.
It's like a pretty revolutionary thing. Nobody's done this before, so it's basically awesome for like sitting around a bonfire, sitting around the living room if you want to get inspired, and if you want to have this absolutely majestic sound without having to plug into anything.
Right.
It's perfect.
Wow,
it's super inspiring.
And so when you started playing yourself and started really evolving your music, what were some of your major influences? What drew you to say, okay, this is what I'm gonna do?
Well, I mean, when it comes to the acoustic stuff, I got into artists like Andy McKee and Michael Hedges and fingerstyle guitar players that were doing innovative things that, you know, not a lot of people do with acoustic guitars. So I started going down that road, and that's when I got really serious about music and started touring when I was about 19 and going around doing that type of playing style, writing my own compositions and stuff like that. So, yeah, those guys probably were the biggest trajectory. Yeah.
Can you, since you have a guitar, can you play a little something real quick?
I sure can. A piece not called Slappy Thing.
Thank you very much. Jake Allen, folks, here on the Flying Eye Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Andy.